Hallelujah. There is a day appointed for you, somebody. Don't give up. One day, God will open your fire. Somebody, today is your day. Is there anything our God cannot do? I say, is there anything our God cannot do? Hallelujah. There's a scripture. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and verse 31. What does it say? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? That's the question. If God be for us, who can be against us? This is the assurance we have as Christians. It's the assurance we have. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 10. Take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Speak the word, and it shall not stand. Why? For God is with us. When I receive such an assurance in the word of God, I get excited. I get excited. If God be for us, take counsel together. Go and make an invocation and incantation. It cannot stand. Who will speak and it will come to pass when I, the Lord, have not spoken? Who has the final say over your life? Who has the final say over your life? And there is a final say, a statement, finally, that God made that still stands till today. Christ Jesus made it about 2,000 years ago. That is the last statement. John chapter 19 and verse 30. When Jesus, there for his last moments on the cross of Calvary, where the matter was settled, I received vinegar, he said, what did he say? Let me show you talk about. How did he say it? He said it with authority, with finality, because after that, he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. He died. The last statement God made concerning his people on earth, what did he say again? It is time for you to look at that situation. For by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. The matter that separated man from God was finished. He settled it on the cross on Calvary. He settled it on the cross on Calvary. The thief coming up to steal, kill, and destroy. Hallelujah. But he came, Christ came, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He is our Redeemer. Why is he our Redeemer? Sin sold us into slavery. What Adam did got us into the hands of the enemy of God, Satan. And we have been in slavery, fear of him, under his control. Imagine a witch will come and determine a whole family's destiny. Imagine the reduce human beings to lower than even animals, the way we relate with each other. Reduce us, scattered us. We are product of the same blood, one blood, Adam. Adam was not an Igbo man. Adam was not a Fulani man. Adam was not a Hausa man. Adam was not a Yoruba man. But see us now, Adam was not a white man, a black man. But see, once we cut off from God, Satan destroy unity, destroy brotherhood. Until I'm looking at you now, the first thing I ask, I don't see you as my brother through the blood of Adam. You're my mother's son?
Yes, I know.
What's the name of my mother?
Eve.
Eve is the name of my mother. And it's also the name of your mother. But now, you are Igbo. Amen. Olumide is Yoruba. That's how we see ourselves. I'm going to my home. He's going to his home. But all that, hallelujah, was settled on the cross of Calvary. And Apostle Paul cut that in Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. He cut it. Hallelujah. Go to verse 26. This is how he put it now. For ye are all the children of God by faith in who? In Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, we have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. There is neither osu, including osu. It's a revelation. We are all one in Christ Jesus. We are heirs with him and joint heirs with him. This is our destiny. Romans chapter 8 and verse 29. Listen, this is the destiny. This is what God has destined us to be now. Romans 8, 29. He says, for whom he did foreknow, foreknowledge, he also did, see our destiny, determined before we began, predestinate. He did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, Jesus, of course. That he, that Jesus, might be the firstborn among many brethren. So we are heirs and joint heirs with him. Amen. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 13. He said, for by one spirit we are baptized into the body. By one blood of your father, all your children, we are born into that family. For by one spirit are we all baptized into that one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or su or free, and have been all made to drink into that one spirit. The greatest problem of the Christian faith is a proper understanding of what happened on the cross on Calvary. Then a Christian will go and meet another Christian for marriage. Then when they go to the village, they say, no, you cannot marry him. He is Osu. And then you say, hey, Osu. Ah. And then you still come to church together and then take communion, bread and wine together. Do you understand the body? The thing that made us to be one, you are eating it. And yet, you are still confessing your Osu, I am free. Who made you Osu? And who made you free? Praise the Lord. By the cross of Calvary, he shouted, it is finished. It is finished. Whatever problem you have now, wake up one day and say, Satan, you're a liar. This problem has been settled on the cross of Calvary. That is why when you come to Christ, you have come to Mount Zion, and upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. That is, they refuse to accept anything less than what God has given them. The children of Jacob shall possess their possession. It is this revelation that makes us to pray. For prayer is wrestle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. And this is the victory we have because our Master Jesus is the head of principalities and powers. At the mention of his name, every knee bows. Why? Because authority has been given to him. He's settled on the cross of Calvary. The price for our redemption, he has paid it with his blood. Therefore, we cannot be in bondage again. And when he got us into his slavery, he buffeted us in every area of our lives until the day we found Christ. Christ settled it. While we were yet sinners, Christ already made provision for us. He died on the cross. Hallelujah. And so, he's standing today and he's saying, come to me. Come to me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Hallelujah. Come. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. By his stripes, we are healed. That sickness, that frustration, that business failure, poverty, that cost, everything was nailed on the cross on Calvary. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, when serpent, you sin, serpent will bite you. Break the edge, serpent will bite you. Adam broke the edge of God's protection, serpent bite him. And got us into, we are all suffering from the poison of that serpent that bit our forefather. Four great, great, great forefather, Abraham. It's the poison we are suffering from, human beings. But there was a solution. Lift up that serpent. Hang it on a pole. Oh, glory be to God. But make it of brass. Hang it there. Anyone that commits sin, serpent bites you. If you can look, just look. Don't climb, but just look. Oh, glory be to God. While you look, you are too weak. You can't climb. It's difficult to climb. That is grace. So you will say, I hear that Savior say, thy strength in me is small. Such a child of weakness,
what a
Finding me,
thy only God. Hallelujah.
He
just paid it all out to him, I go.
There's a stanza in that song. What's the second stanza? There's the second
Lord
stanza.
He said,
Lord, now indeed I found
thy Father,
thy power, and thy alone
can change.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus paid it all.
human being is to know Jesus, is to have him. After you know him, have him. And after you have him, fellowship with him. Hallelujah. That is my testimony. I know my life before I met Christ, and I see the difference after I met Christ. Hallelujah. When they went to the land of promise, he told them to have set aside 6 cities of refuge. They will call them the city of refuge. It's a place of refuge. If you commit any sin that requires death, and the avenger of death is coming upon you. Amen. If you can run from wherever you are and cross the border into that city, praise God. The avenger of death cannot touch you again. It was a type. Hallelujah. It was a type of who Christ is. When that songwriter said, "Rock of Ages, cleft for me," for you to know that cleft, I saw where it was depicted and I shared it here several times. We had, maybe it was a small rat, and maybe one big cat was chasing it. But he started running. He was running. The small rat knows that if this cat catch me, I am finished. But he started running. And then he saw a rock. In between the rock, a cleft is an opening in the rock. A small opening in the rock. And he just knows. And it is just small enough that small rat can just enter inside. The rat knows that place is a place of safety. If I can get there and jump into that cleft, he will remain there. The cat cannot pass. It's a rock. He cannot break it. His head is too big to enter. His hand is even too big to enter. So he will remain there. Look at me. Look at you. You can't touch me. Hey, rock of ages. Hallelujah, is what was provided for the cross of Calvary. Amen. The blood in John chapter 19 verse 34. John 19 verse 34. After he said it is finished, something happened. I like to emphasize this every time we come for prayers. I want to place your faith where it should be. I don't want you to look at any man of God. Look, I am exercising my faith. It is my faith I'm exercising. And that faith is not given to only the pastor, it's given to every believer. But my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's why you will go to these 419 pastors and give them money to pray for you. That's why you will go and tell you that if you buy this t-shirt, if you put this apron, armed robbers will not catch you. It's a lie. It's a lie. There is no salvation in any other place. Salvation is only in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hanging on the cross there. What did he do? But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side. People didn't know what was going on in the cross. And forthwith, immediately, something came out. What and what it came out? Blood and water. That is the revelation. That songwriter says, let the water and the blood from thy wound side flow. He said,
be not
seen
a double cure.
Save from wrath
and make me pure.
You know, if you catch this revelation I'm sharing, then you will understand where you will place your faith. He said it is double cure. Why is it double cure? Is that thing, two things came up because there are two aspects of our lives that the blood of Jesus Christ, what happened on the cross of Calvary, was supposed to settle. The blood was the price for redemption. He paid it, therefore I cannot be in bondage again. Oh, glory be to God. He has fulfilled the law of redemption. You must pay a price. And he paid the price and redeemed. The word redeem comes from something that was originally your own, but you lost it. The process of having what was originally your own, having it back to yourself, is called redeem. So, when you make a vow, some people use the wrong terminology. I have come to redeem my vow. It's wrong English. It's I have come to fulfill my vow, not redeem my vow. Okay. So you understand the meaning of redeem now. If I am redeemed, it is because originally I belong to Jesus. I belong to God. That's why he came to look for his own, and I am among his own that he came to look for. He came to lead us back to God. We lost him from the cross. From the Garden of Eden. That song that I says, he came from heaven to earth to show us the way. And this is how he did it.
From the earth to the cross.
Bend my depths. Bend my depths.
From the cross to the grave. From the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high.
When you see people who are truly inspired to sing songs of salvation, not these gospel artists that sing songs for commerce to make money. There is an anointing that goes with this song because there's a revelation that goes with it. The first of the double cure was he paid the price. But when he brought Lazarus out of the grave, he was still bound. Oh, glory be to God. And what did he say? Loose him. Amen. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. When something, by the time he brought us back to himself, we were all dead. We were all weak, buffeted by problems. When something is dead, what do you use to revive it?
Water.
It's water. When you come here on Tuesday, there are also two things we do to connect to what he did on the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah. We do our water baptism. For that is your identification with the price that was paid. Go and preach the gospel to all creatures. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. When you enter that water, then you have brought yourself under the price that was paid, the blood of Jesus Christ. You die with him, you are buried with him, and you resurrect with him, the hope of resurrection. We cannot die again. Hallelujah.